From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The latest country to be embroiled in trade negotiations with the U.S. is India. U.S. officials are there wrapping up 2 days of meetings. India, like so many other countries, is threatening retaliatory tariffs in response to U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum as tensions escalate around the world. We've seen companies react. Some are moving production overseas, others are adjusting supply chains, others are raising prices. But some of these changes aren't easily reversible, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
If you're leading a multi-million dollar company, you probably don't make decisions like moving your operations overseas very lightly. At least that's how Robert E. Scott, a senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute, sees it.
Moving a manufacturing plant overseas involves fixed cost, and it's going to take a substantial change in business conditions to make it worth your while to move those plants back to where they were before.
Right? Because when you move, you have to hire a new workforce and get used to doing business abroad. It's a culture shift and a logistical puzzle. Joshua Meltzer is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says when a business commits to a move, they're thinking long term.
We've certainly seen companies relocate and bring production back as circumstances change, but I think that it's not going to be necessarily as simple as reversing the trade policies.
And if retaliatory tariffs start locking businesses out of certain foreign markets, companies with even some operations overseas could face greater competition from foreign firms with friendlier trade relationships in those markets. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.